Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are recording. Today, we're going to talk about one of the names of Allah, which is called At-Tawwab. Called At-Tawwab. At-Tawwab. Let's go from... Okay, let's go this way. At-Tawwab. At-Tawwab. So what is the meaning of the word Tawwab in your opinion? What is the meaning of the word Tawwab? Okay, do you know the word Tawbah?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah, what does it mean? No, not dua. Asking for forgiveness. That's right. Stop what you're doing wrong and ask for Allah to forgive you. What if you ask Allah to forgive you and Allah forgives you? What if you do the same mistake again and then you repent? And then you repent. Then Allah will
forgive you.
Now?
So is that the name is forgiveness?
No, not for forgiving. The one.
The one who
makes people repent. Makes people repent. What if you do it again, the wrong mistake, for the fourth time? You ask for forgiveness. How if you do it again and ask Allah for forgiveness the 100th time? Allah will forgive you. There is no limit for forgiveness. Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that I will not stop granting you forgiveness until you stop asking for forgiveness. Good? Stop asking for forgiveness, then you don't get forgiveness.
How about if you never started?
You never what?
You never get forgiveness. How about if you never started?
You realize that you're doing something wrong, and this is why you repent. Okay? Now, Allah said, don't despair of my mercy. Don't despair. I will grant you forgiveness. Okay. I'll grant you forgiveness. It doesn't matter how many times you repent. It doesn't matter how awful is the sin. It doesn't matter. Allah will always grant you forgiveness. Okay. How about some good people? Some people are good. Allah decides that those people are good. But they are not stopping themselves from doing bad stuff. Then Allah will do the following. In order to tell you what Allah will do, let's stop here and move backward to give an example of a father. And this father, is very kind to his children. But at the same time, he punishes them every time they make something wrong. Okay. Right? Is that the right attitude? Is this the right thing to do? For your father to punish you if you do something wrong?
Yes. Kind of depends.
Yes? It depends. Your father doesn't want you to do wrong stuff.
Okay. Well, this relates to our last
then
lesson.
You do... Then you, if you do it again, okay, he will punish you again.
Yeah, that kind of sounds like...
Got it? What if your father doesn't punish you?
Then you'll keep on doing it again and again and again until you do it worse.
Exactly. If your father does not stop you, then you will increase in your bad deeds. Okay, if he continues to stop not to advise you, then you will continue staying doing the bad deeds. Is this a good father?
Yes.
What do you mean, yes?
Oh, wait, no. The father who doesn't punish you is a bad father.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
This is a good father.
Why?
Because if you don't, because if he doesn't punish you, then you keep doing it.
It keeps doing it.
What if someone does a bad thing, but they do it, they do it, but they know that since Allah will forgive them, they have like more reason to do it. What if someone does that?
Then Allah will trick them.
I don't get what you mean by trick them.
Allah will trick them. Allah will make their death a sudden death before they can repent. Like driving the car and then suddenly die in a car accident, car crash, or get shot by somebody. Okay, so you don't have time, get shot by somebody. In these cases, that you don't have time to what?
Repent.
To repent.
So like if you're like out in the middle of nowhere and you like broke somebody's head, and you're like, oh, I can do this, forgive him, and you get shot in the head.
Yeah, Allah will always, it will always backfire on you. If Allah despises you, if Allah despises you for doing something like that, you're doomed. You're doomed for eternity in hellfire. So, with a father who doesn't punish his children for doing something wrong, a good father? No. He spoils his children. He makes his children bad people. And he does not punish them for being bad, then they will continue more bad, and they will continue and continue and continue without stop. Okay? So let's go back to Allah to be and compare him to the good father. Okay? If you do something wrong and your father doesn't know about it, or you don't have a father, you're grown up, and Allah wants to grant you forgiveness. Or Allah wants grants you forgiveness. Yes. What would Allah do? If you're a good guy, but you're doing something wrong, and Allah wants to grant you forgiveness, then Allah would what?
Grant you forgiveness.
Allah will punish you. Allah is going to punish you. Why Allah is punishing you?
To make sure he doesn't do anything.
Exactly. To make sure that you stop the wrongdoing and don't do it again. Allah punishes you through many things, like a dear person to you died, dies, become an orphan, your parents become poor, and you become homeless.
Well, I thought that was just happening to you, not to people you know.
Yeah, I mean, not the people you know, but the people that are supporting you, like your parents. It's a big loss because you have no parents. Usually Allah will dedicate two adults to take care of you. Who are, and they are happy to take care of you. Who are these two adults?
Your babysitter and parents.
Yes, exactly. Your father and your mother. So they care for you. And they provide you with good life, and they provide you with good education. They parenting you so that you're a good boy, okay, doing good deeds, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have many ways of punishing you, many ways. What I just mentioned are examples, just examples, but Allah has many ways. For example, another thing, you develop a disease, you develop a cancer. This is only if Allah wants you to wake up and repent. Allah wants to wake you up saying, hello, hello here. Something wrong is happening. Think about what you're doing again. Again, think about it.
Can it give you like a nightmare or something?
Possible. Some people repented because they have seen nightmares.
I see nightmares all the time.
Depends on what kind of a nightmare.
I thought you shouldn't talk about your nightmares.
Yeah, bad, yes, exactly. Bad nightmares, you're not supposed to talk about them. Perfect, mashallah, smart. Okay.
So you're not supposed to talk about nightmares?
If they are bad nightmares, of course they are bad, don't talk about
them. But what if it's like a really stupid one, like a pirate ship is flying over you and then like pirates jump out of it and like chase you?
Well, I'll tell you.
That's not a nightmare.
Trust me.
I will tell you about. I will tell you about the reason. I'll tell you about the reason Allah doesn't want us to tell people about the bad dreams.
But good dreams.
Is it because it's like
good dreams? Yes.
A sign of Allah that you can only know that He exposes it to you.
No, usually the shaitan is behind the nightmare.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And shaitan wants to tell people a message. So he tricks you into a nightmare. Okay? That he wants to give a message to the people through your tongue, through your brain. So okay, so he now comes to you when you are asleep and whispers to you and influences you to have a bad dream. And this bad dream gives a message to the people. For example, you get a bad dream that this guy, this righteous guy, is a bad guy who is acting. Okay?
Usually I have nightmares before Fajr, and when I wake up, it's Fajr.
Yeah, but hold on. Let's stay on the subject. So, Allah, shaitan wants to deliver a bad message to people. Then what would shaitan do? Go through the nightmare and make you dream about this bad thing that he wants, or bad message that he wants to spread around. You got this part right? So for example, if there's a righteous guy, then shaitan will deliver a message for you that he's acting. He's acting righteousness, right?
Some people actually do.
So when you wake up in the morning and you say, I have seen a dream that this person X, well, let's call him person X, the righteous guy, that X is pretending.
You sound like Martin Luther King Jr.
You understand? When he tells you that this person is acting, if he would go out and tell this, you're harming a good righteous believer. And you're ruining his reputation. Because people are so stupid when you tell them, oh, I've seen the dream like that and blah, blah. And then the shaitan goes to a different person and this different person will get the same dream like this righteous guy. It's pretending. Shaitan will keep going to people and giving this message. Okay? The shaitan could not by himself do that. Shaitan has to use your tongue, has to use your muscles. Yes?
But I thought that when you're sleeping, you're in Jannah and shaitan can't harm you.
No, that's not true. You can see bad dreams even... you're not in Jannah, basically.
Oh. As if you're in Jannah, when you wake up like 5 seconds, like 5 hours...
No, like I heard from my old teacher that like when you sleep, you're like...
Yeah, I heard that too.
In Jannah.
When you
I think that's just a conspiracy theory.
But anyway, I'm coming to you. Why don't we tell the bad dreams? It's because shaitan wants to achieve something. Shaitan uses your tongue, your brains and muscles to do what he wants, to do his business. So how could he do your business? One of the tricks is that he goes to you in the dream and he gives you a weird dream, nightmare, that affects you. So when you wake up, you use your tongue to spread that message. Okay? And this is a wrong using of the muscle. So now your muscles and brains and tongue becomes the shaitan brains.
So are you held accountable of that? Or?
Yes. If you spread the message. So what's the best thing? Say, A'udhu Billah, and spit on your left side like that. Like this. 3 times. So you say, A'udhu Billah. A'udhu Billah. A'udhu Billah. Actually, A'udhu Billah min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Okay? 3 times. Don't spit like that. No.
If I was in my sister's room, yeah, I'm trying to do that.
There is a guy who misunderstood how to make how to spit on his left when he wants to seek the protection of Allah. When you are in a prayer and shaitan is there to distract you or make you think about evil things inside the prayer. So this guy didn't know that. And also, when you see a bad dream, you also do that. So this guy didn't know that. So what he did is that he was in bed and he wanted to repent. So guess what happened? His wife was on his left side. So he woke up and then... and the 3 ones come on her face.
Ew.
That's stupid, of course. Now, once she does the same thing, her husband, and then her husband wakes up, what the hell are you doing? You know?
Yeah.
Okay? Sometimes in the prayer, okay? Shaitan comes to you, tries to make you think about haram and wish and desire to do haram. And this is inside?
Prayer.
Inside the prayer hole. So now, Shaitan will sneak on you and make you think about these things. So you want to kick the Shaitan out. So what do you do?
Go away from him before I call the police.
It's what? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. And this, why do you say spitting on your left? Because Shaitan is always left guy coming to you from the left.
Who's on the right?
Angels.
But I don't there's angels on both your shoulders.
Yes. But Shaitan,
so he knocks out one
Shaitan,
of the angels on
no, he doesn't. He just, Shaitan is have access to you from the left hands. From your left side of your bar. Of your bar. Now, the reason is doing that, why just you said A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem three times without spitting? The reason is that Allah wants to get you out of this thought, the bad thought. So Allah wants you to get out of this thought. So the way Allah does it, by asking you to spit. So when you do that, okay, your mind comes back and you're thinking about Allah. So the prayer, we should think about Allah. What happened if, in the prayer, if we intentionally start thinking about Allah? Intentionally, on purpose.
Aren't you supposed to be doing that? Like, in a way, you're supposed to be doing that.
Wait, you're supposed to have your mind set on the prayer and what you're saying.
I'm saying in a way.
Yeah. No, the prayer, the right thing is to think about who?
Allah
during the prayer. Okay? So the prayer touches your heart and you feel very good. You feel happiness in your heart when you feel that you're close to Allah. So what if you think about something else during the prayer?
Like what?
Anything. Think about your business. I'll tell you a joke about that. Think about your business. Example, or think about getting your driver's license, or think about anything.
Your prayer won't count.
Okay, this is half of the answer. There are two cases when you start thinking about other than Allah. The first case is that you intentionally do it. You're planning it, and you don't fight it. You just go like that. This is doesn't count in your prayer. So whatever you, on purpose, think about Allah and other than the prayer, then this part of your prayer is what?
Is not count.
How about if you do not intend to think about than Allah, then your prayer counts. Got it? There was a guy who, this is a joke. There was a guy, go ahead. Yeah. There was a guy who, after the prayer, he said to the imam, we prayed only three rak'ahs. So the imam was not finished with the joke yet.
Okay.
So the imam tells him, no, we prayed four. They said, no, you prayed three. I'm sure about that. So he asked the people, did we pray three or four? The people said four. He said, no, you are all wrong. We prayed three. I am sure about that. Then the imam asked him, everybody is sure that we prayed four. Why is it you in particular that say is we prayed three? What happened that makes you, okay, very sure about that? He said, because I have four stores. The first rak'ah, I think about the first store. Second rak'ah, I think about the second store. Third rak'ah, I think about the third store. Then, by the time I went to think, starts to think about my fourth store, you ended the prayer. So this guy is lost because he intentionally starts to think. You got that part right? So that's the joke.
Who made the joke?
let's stick with the. Let's not ask about something useless. Let's not ask about something useless. So now Allah, if you do something wrong and Allah wants to wake you up, like wake up, repent.
You're just gonna mom do that.
Then, no. Then Allah will plan a punishment for you. Okay? So He's punishing you like your father punishing you to stop you from evil deeds. You got it? When you're grown, if you're doing these bad deeds when you're old enough and you don't have parents to parent you around, or your parents are becoming too old, or your parents or you live outside of the house and your parents don't know what you're doing. Okay, but Allah likes you and Allah looks into your heart. Allah finds that you have a good heart. So now Allah wants you to repent. So Allah gives you a slap on the wrist, like a punishment, to wake you up. Like, wake up. Then if you, because of this punishment, you repent, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends. I'll give you an example. Let's say there is a teacher who comes to you at the beginning of the year. And this teacher will give you the what? Will give you the homework. Okay? And will give you the syllabus, which is the content of the course, and tells you, here's the homework, here's the syllabus. I see you on the day of exam to test you. You study on your own and come to the day of exam and I will test you. Is that a fair teacher?
No.
Why not?
Because he didn't teach you anything.
Yes, this is like if you're doing homeschooling or something like that.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay, no, that's pretty fair.
He's very, very fair, right?
Yeah.
Because he gave you everything. Here's the exam, and here's the...
You know what's good about
here's the material, and here's...
You can see on your, like, exam, you can, when the teacher's, like, on Skype or something...
Cheating is not good.
I know, I'm just saying, but, like, people, they can cheat. That's why people, they're like, oh my God, I got an A on an exam at their homeschool. They like turn it on to just calling and then do their exam, turn it back to their
family. No. The guy is going to put you in his room and going to test you.
Then that's not called homeschool.
Classroom. So you understand, if this person will forgive you, I'm sorry. Here the teacher is fair or not fair? The teacher is fair. But would Allah tell you? Allah told you this. Allah said, would Allah tell you? Yeah. Okay, here is what? Quran. Here we go. Here's your textbook. Here's your textbook. Take it. Which is that? The Quran. Here's the what? Quran. So this is the, I'm going to test you on this book. At the end of the year.
At the end of the year?
Yeah. And then he leaves you. He leaves you to the end of the year. And then he tests you and then you flunk. Why? Because.
We only like one page.
No, because. Nobody gives you a reminder in the middle of the year. Hello, we're running out of time. Are you studying the chapter that you're supposed to study every week? Hello?
That would be crazy, expecting somebody to memorize one whole Quran in like a year.
Study, like, know the meanings, okay?
Yeah, okay, no, that might
be. You understand? And you have all your life. If Allah will do that, Allah's fair. But He's not Tawwab if He does that.
What's Tawwab?
The one who makes people repent. Allah will follow up with you. Did you say this? Allah will follow up with you. Meaning what follow up with you?
Give you reminders.
Yes. Just imagine that you're, okay, this teacher is looking over your performance and then he punishes you if your performance is bad. He times out you. He sends a message to your parents. This teacher will do his best or her best to remind you that you are behind. If she leaves you to the end of the year, then she's not Tawwab. She's fair, but she's not Tawwab. Allah is fair and Tawwab.
So how can you be Tawwab and fair at the same time?
Fair is a higher standard than Tawwab. Okay, I'm sorry. Tawwab is higher standard than fair. Okay? Tawwab is higher standard than fair. Which means that he don't just let you blind all year and then test you and flunk you at the end of the year. No. He's observing you. He's what?
Observing
you. So you're doing good, fine. You're doing bad, then sends you for time out. He make you stay after school. He send a letter to your parents. We will do everything that he can to bring you back, wake you up so that you pass the test. And this is what Allah does, because he's a tawwab. So he was not going to leave you to the end of your life and say, okay, let me test you. Okay, no, you flunk.
Yay!
No. Be smart. Don't be deep. Don't be shallow. No, he does not let you. He follows up with you and makes sure your performance is good before you die and meet him. Now he's tawwab. So tawwab meaning that Allah will punish you for the sake of waking you up. Does he do this with everybody? Only the good people that Allah knows they're good. Okay? So the ones, that are good, Allah gives them punishment. Okay, how about the other side, the people who are doing good deeds?
Then they do good deeds.
Allah sends them encouragements. Okay? The ones who are not doing well in performance.
But they're still good people, but they're just not like they're still believers though.
Yes, they're still good believers, but I'm saying Allah is not only fair.
Okay.
Allah is fair and tawwab. He gives you wake up. Okay? So that you wake up and repent. Okay? If he would leave you with the book until the end of the year and he doesn't care about you, then he's fair, but not tawwab. But he even goes one step further, which is planning to wake you up by punishments, one after another, until you wake up and change your behavior. Change your behavior. Got it? So if this teacher wants to be a tawwab, then he's going to follow up with you. No, you didn't weekly or daily. You didn't do this day. Message your parents.
Okay? That sounds like my math teacher.
Okay. You didn't do good. So he's following up with you daily basis or weekly basis. Then if he does that, then Allah is tawwab. Allah
the web
is tawwab. Exactly. You got it? You got the concept?
Yes. What time do you
So we say somebody is having a hard time, we say, think about it. Think about it. Maybe Allah wants you to repent, wants to wake you up. And if you are a bad guy, Allah will not care whether you whether to get punishment or not punishment. Allah doesn't care about it. They are going to hell anyway. If you're a good person, okay, Allah will wake you up. Hello? You're doing something wrong. Okay? Allah, through punishment. It's like, hello, you're doing something wrong by punishment. No? Okay? So remember that. I'm going to ask you about, in the homework, I want you to emphasize in the homework about the difference between fair and being fair and tawwab.
Oh, let me write down the okay?
Yes, you can go.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, I already wrote it.